Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Picking up on emotions. It's something some of us can do in different ways, shapes, and forms. Some of us are really good at reading people or sometimes not even just reading people. It's one thing to visually look at someone and go, they're happy, they're sad. It's another to be in the other room and feel how that other person is feeling. But each way is a way of picking up on someone else's emotions, which then cue you how to have an appropriate response to the other's emotions. What happens when you're able to pick up on the emotions of a ghost? It's not just always scary. It's not just always angry. It's not just always happy. It's not just always sad. It's not just always jealous. It's all these different emotions. And a lot of times, it makes sense the feeling you're getting out of the ghost per the situation you're in. That's what happens in our next story. One listener tries to figure out what the entity is, what it wants, and why she seems to be feeling the emotions it's feeling. Or at least her body knows how to have an appropriate response to the feelings of the Shadow Man. Take a listen. This story is quite extensive, but I am patient, so I request politely that you are as well. I have quite a bit of information on the paranormal, but this experience has befuddled me for many, many years. When I was 6 years old, I lived in a 100-year-old Victorian three-story home in a very small village in Canada. My father and I have always been quite close, but as a young child, he's gone frequently on business. Being a kid, I missed him and would look forward to the days that he would come home. Even though I was young, I remember this distinctively. I was playing in my bedroom, drawing in cardboard boxes to make homes for my toys. Of a very vivid imagination and memory, mind you. This is all true and exactly as I remember. From the hallway, I heard my name being called in a man's voice. My father had been gone for some number of weeks, and I thought perhaps he had shown up at home to surprise me. Naive, I know. I was excited, and I ran out of my room to meet him. My bedroom was on the second floor, and from the hallway outside my bedroom, I could look over a railing and see the entryway below. I looked over the railing, or rather, through the railing, being so short as I was, and below saw the figure of a man standing silently. There was nothing significant about him, and I noticed immediately that he was not my father. In fact, he was not anything, just a blackness, contoured like a man. His face? He had no face, merely the outline of what a face would be, but blank, and just as dark. But I could tell he looked up at me. At that point, I screamed and ran into my bedroom. My mother ran out of the kitchen, and when she finally coaxed me out of my room, there was nothing in the entryway. I had dreams about that man for years, but it merely became a memory. Shortly after that incident, my family moved from Florenceville to Moses Lake in Washington so that my father would not need to travel so often. The next incident with the shadow man was when I was about 8. I was sleeping in a bedroom which I shared with my younger sister and woke up one night for no reason. At the time, I was a very heavy sleeper as opposed to now I'm an extremely light sleeper. And it was surprising that I was awake. Something in the room felt weird, as a child would think something was weird. I sat up in my bed and noticed immediately at the end of the bed was the figure. His elbows leaned on the edge, head in hands, and staring at me. I thought I saw something until it cocked its head, and I hid under the covers. Nauseous until morning, I finally woke up. Nearly a year later, I was in my bedroom nearing night, getting ready for bed. I opened my closet door, and in the corner was that figure of a man, his knees held up to his chest in a very childish position. His head is hidden in his arms. Next few weeks, he began appearing subtly in my dreams, but I did not see him again for quite some time. In fact, I don't remember seeing him again for many years afterward. When I was 11, I moved from Moses Lake to my current location in central Wisconsin. For the sake of safety, I'll not give the city. I did not think too much about the Shadow Man until I turned 14. That year, I started to become very agitated out of nowhere. When I walked up the stairs from my basement, my heart would race for no apparent reason. My basement is finished and not so scary in any way. Nothing provoked these feelings in any way. Out of the corner of my eye during all times of the day, I started seeing the darkness that was slightly unnerving. Being older, I figured I was imagining things and refused to connect the darkness to the shadow, or the shadow man I had seen as a child. I began waking up in the middle of the night, scared to death for what seemed like no reason. Of course, I could associate this to some sort of mental illness or whatnot, I'm not sure, but I have no other history of being distraught or what have you. I was having panic attacks on a regular basis because I was so frustrated and scared of whatever constantly seemed to be around me. After a year of this, there was an evening that really set everything up for me. It had been a few months since my last panic attack, and though everything was A-OK, I was lying in bed, unable to sleep, thinking about school or friends or whatever, when I heard a loud rattling noise. My dog, who sleeps in my bedroom with me, was lying on the bed next to me. She woke up upon hearing the noise, too. Immediately, I recognized the noise as being the beads hanging on my closet door handle. They were rattling violently. When I looked in their direction, the noise stopped. The beads were moving ever so slightly, but the door was completely closed. What I first noticed, though, was a black figure in the shape of a man looking at me. I admit, I was shaken, but upon seeing his face and being face to face for the first time since childhood, I did not feel terrified. In fact, I became quite calm. I should more thoroughly explain this man. When I see him, like I said, I feel calm. But sometimes when I merely catch him out of the corner of my eyes, I feel slightly uneasy. His full-bodied appearances are sometimes accompanied by slight tapping noises. But since the bead night, nothing quite so loud has been heard. When I look at him, he does not immediately disappear. He appears to be dark, but since I usually see him in the dark, I recognize he's not only black, but he's a void of light at all, darker than the darkness that surrounds him, like a black hole with a body. There are countless other instances I could record, and if you have any interest in it, I'd love to share it with your show. But for now, there's a couple other points I'd like to make so you fully understand his nature, or perhaps you can help me understand. If I'm feeling uneasy when he's around, I feel calm. Sometimes, though, when I think too much about what he really might be, I get frightened. I don't know his intentions. If I'm simply crazy, if he's some sort of evil who's trying to trick me or just something that needs help. The fact that he's followed me from Canada to Washington to Wisconsin is a bit unnerving. I did not think spirits could tag along with a person. I've heard of possessions, but I would not ever consider this one. When I become uneasy about his presence, I've told him so far. In fact, on several occasions, I've made his presence known aloud, speaking to him, or at times yelling at him to go away and leave me alone. And usually, he does not. But sometimes, he seems deterred and will leave for long periods of time, sometimes weeks or months. My longtime boyfriend is a partial believer in the paranormal and certainly open-minded. I've told him all the details of my shadow man, and he seems quite interested, but thinks maybe it's all in my head. At one point, he challenged him, trying to provoke him to show himself. A week later, my boyfriend called me in the middle of the night, stating that he awoke with a start. And as he looked towards his door, which seemed to be a cat, a void of light was at the foot of his bed. He described it with the exact same qualities of my shadow man. This cat appeared to leap from the floor, claws out towards my boyfriend, as if it were trying to claw at his face. It disappeared before it made contact. Whenever my boyfriend spends the night, there are occasions where Shadow, as we now call him, will show up. I felt emotions from Shadow, usually curiosity when it's just me, or calmness or sadness. When my boyfriend is around, I feel jealousy and intense anger. The only times I'm ever afraid of his presence. I'm wondering what's going on here. Has anyone else had a similar experience? Can spirits or whatever he is be intelligent enough to have varying emotions? Is he jealous of my boyfriend? My boyfriend thinks he may have a liking for me, since he's been with me for nearly 11 years. Is it possible? Is it a good entity or a bad entity? What should I do? I've not seen him in the last few months. Last time I saw him, my boyfriend was with me and I told him off. I hate to admit it, but I kind of miss his presence. I don't know whether to call him back or leave it be. Could he possibly need me for something? Should I be afraid or flattered? I know I have far too many questions than I'll ever have answers for, or expect anyone to be able to give me an answer for. For me, it will always remain a mystery.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Want a commercial-free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcasts right now and try it for 3 days free. Ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/Real Ghost Stories.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. RocketMoney.com/cancel.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This podcast is supported by Talkspace.
When my husband came home from his military deployment, readjusting was hard for all of us. Thankfully, I found Talkspace.
Talkspace provides professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatric providers online. Military members, veterans, and their dependents ages 13 and older can get fast access to providers, all from the privacy of their computers or smartphones.
I just answered a few questions online, and Talkspace matched me with a therapist. We meet when it's convenient for me, and I can message her anytime. It was so easy to set up, and they accept TRICARE. Therapy was going so well, my husband and I started seeing a couples therapist through Talkspace, too.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, including TRICARE. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com/military. Go to Talkspace.com/military to get started today. That's Talkspace.com/military.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.